amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And then the funny thing, and then here's the real funny thing, and here's the other bamboozle. Here's the other bamboozle. Somehow, I don't know how Democrats do it. I don't know how Democrats play and maneuver this bamboozle, voodoo, mojo, whatever they do. The notion that in order to get elected president, you need the Hispanic vote. Somehow this bamboozle has been perpetrated on the entire country. Somehow it's been perpetrated on the Republicans. And let's face it, again, ultimately, that mysterious 1%, that mysterious group of billionaires that we always hear about that control everything, whether it's Rupert Murdoch, rather it's Jeff Bezos, ultimately, they're the ones that want illegals. They're the ones that want the cheap labor. Because that's what it comes down to. It has nothing to do with the Electoral College map. Because if you really break down the numbers, if you really do the math, it's a myth. Let me explain to you, okay? Let me explain to you. Do you realize that 55%, do you realize, okay, out of 100% of Mexicans, Guatemalans, people from Latin America, do you realize that 55% of them, so more than half, so this voting block that you have to have, do you realize 55% of them live in California, Texas, and Florida? And out of those three states, California has the largest population. Matter of fact, California, according to a census bureau from 2 years ago, so things could have changed a percent or two, but as of 2 years ago, California represented 28%. 28%. 14.4. Latinos, as I am politically correct, live in California. 14 million. Now, California is not going red. California is not going red. It's blue. Okay? It's blue. Plain and simple. Out of the 14 million out of the 14 million. 5.8 are eligible to vote. So this huge chunk of Latino vote that Republicans are told they have to pander to resides in California, which is not going blue. Now the other chunk reside in Texas. The other chunk resides in Texas. According to statistics, in Texas, there's 4.3 million that are eligible to vote. And 9.8 million that live in the state. That is trumped by the fact that Texas is a red state. It will always be a red state. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Now you could argue, well, in 20 years and 30 years, and if you keep having immigrants. Okay, great. Let's talk about now, okay? Let's talk about now. Remember the Republican autopsy. Oh, we have to do this. We have to do that. We need to bring the Latinos into our fold. We're never going to win the White House. It's all BS. Remember, the head muckety-mucks in the Republican Party are part of that system that wants cheap labor. Rupert Murdoch was part of the Gang of Eight bill. He was intricately intertwined with trying to get that approved. So you have this huge voting block in two states that are never in play for either side, and it doesn't matter what you do as far as pandering to them, because the state they're in doesn't matter. And very rarely do you hear anybody on TV bring this up, or on newspapers bring this up, or on the internet bring this up, because again, it's like trying to blame Republicans and George Bush for the past 7 years of issues that black folk have been going through. And we have a black president, we have a Democrat as the president, and somehow that voodoo bamboozle gets used. So you have California and Texas, and you have 35-40% now of the voting electorate. And then you have Florida. Now, Florida, you could say, well, Rob, look at Florida. There you go. There's your swing state. How many live in Florida? Well, 4.4 million. Well, how many are eligible to vote? 2 million. See, Rob, there you go. See? And that's a state that gets decided by 100 or 200,000 votes. Well, here's the thing. These millions of Latin Americans that are eligible to vote don't vote. They don't vote. But if you want to say that is in play, if you want to say that's why you have to pander, that's why you have to do a CNN debate and engage in half the time people speaking Spanish, the other half English. You can't hear what's going on. Republicans are saying they have to do that. We have to have debates like that. We have to be part of that or we're never going to win an election. Okay. Well, let's move on to states where there practically is no Latinos. And yet, these states are completely written off. They're just written off the electoral map. Republicans have written them off. This voodoo bamboozle. I told you when we started this bit today, it was going to be about the Democratic debate, immigration. Remember I told you, I said we were going to be a little everywhere. Told you guys that. So don't be like, whoa, we're going here, we're going there. Now, let me throw some numbers at you. Okay? Wisconsin. All right? Wisconsin. Democrats won. 1.6. And I'm going by the 2012 Romney Obama. And I'm not going to go through all of these states, but I'm just giving you a taste. And why, when you hear the Donald Trump argument of being able to win states and having a different strategy than your traditional establishment Republican. And this, let me explain to you, and I've said this when it pertains to talk radio hosts not wanting a Republican in the White House because it's easier to have a conservative show and have your target be a Democrat. It's a lot easier doing a show where you could be on the offense opposed to the defense. We've talked about that ad nauseum. Put a huge, huge, and I mean huge factor with establishment hating Trump. It's not what he says about Muslims. It's not what he says about Mexicans. It's not what he says about women. It's not what he says about any of these things. It's not Trump steaks. It's not Trump water. It's none of that. It's all about money. And I told you, it's the fact that he is not putting money in the pockets of different PACs, different consultants, different pollsters, and he's showing other politicians that this can be done, that success can be done without PACs and hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads. And now he's showing that the electoral map is changed. And it's always been what it is. And you don't need to pander to the Jorge Ramoses and the Univisions. And you don't need to have open borders. And what does that do? It takes money from the pockets of Rupert Murdoch and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and Tim Cook. Whatever billionaire, whatever conglomerate hires illegals. Whatever conglomerate hires illegals. I'm not talking about foreign workers who come here on visas. I'm talking about illegals. Okay? Talking about millions and millions and millions of illegals. And people like Murdoch and other billionaires are upset because now Trump is showing with the electoral map that you don't need this pander. You don't need to have open borders. And if we shut down the borders, we have a wall of some form. We have E-Verify. If you go after people that employ illegals, if you do all of these things, you're going to hurt the pocketbooks of the Murdochs, the Bezos, all of these individuals that make billions off of illegals. Now let me go with the statistics. Wisconsin, Democrats won with Obama, 0.6 million votes. Republicans lost, and they got 1.4 million votes. You know how many registered Latinos are in Wisconsin? 90,000. 90,000. So out of 3 million, out of 3 million registered voters, 90,000 are Latinos. So Wisconsin, it doesn't matter. Pandering to Latinos, pandering with the open border policy, pandering. To the Jorge Ramoses, doesn't matter. Wisconsin is a state that Republicans can win. So check that off in the Electoral College. That's a state Republicans can win, plain and simple. Minnesota, Democrats won. 1.5 million to 1.3 million. You know how many registered Latinos are in Minnesota? 89,000. That's it. 89,000. That is it. Once again, Minnesota, wondering. To Jorge Ramos, having open borders, letting illegals slaughter Americans, and letting them keep slaughtering Americans, giving illegals free health care, illegals education. And then don't forget the money we lose because the illegals send billions or millions. But if you add up throughout the years, you're talking about billions back to Mexico or back to Honduras or back to Guatemala. So Minnesota, Wisconsin. Now, a smaller state, but let's talk about Iowa. Yes, Iowa. Democrats won 822,000 to 730 for the Republican side. You know how many registered Latinos are in Iowa? 51,000. That's it. That is it. So out of almost 1.6, 1.7, give or take, million people that voted in Iowa, 60,000 of them are Latino. Again, pandering doesn't matter. That is a state that Republicans can win. That is a state that Donald Trump can win. That is a state that a different type of Republican can win. You want to look at Illinois? Democrats, 3 million. Republicans, 2.1. You know how many registered Latinos live in Illinois? 102,000. So you have 5 million. 5 million people that voted in 2012 in Illinois. And out of the 5 million, 100,000 were Latinos. Check that off. So we just checked off four states. Four states that we're talking about having a Latino population that is practically non-existent. And these four states are easily in the grasp of Republicans and a candidate who is just a little bit different. Just a little bit different. A smidgen different. But this notion that we need to have open borders is BS. As you see, why? As you see, why do they hate Trump? Because if people's eyes were open with this map, this illegal push, this illegal immigration push, we would not be having it. We would have borders stronger than the borders over in Israel. Okay? We would have borders stronger than what we have in Israel. And I say we because we support Israel and prop them up and defend them, and it's almost like America in the Middle East. And this is what the establishment, as far as Republicans go, is setting them off. It's setting them off because this blows what they've been trying to do. And it's not win the election. Absolutely not winning the election. It's absolutely not winning the election. It's losing elections, but lining their pockets with billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Let's look at Michigan. Michigan. We just had primaries there. Bernie Sanders won. Donald Trump won. They won huge. Michigan has been decimated by free trade. Companies moving to Mexico. $2 2.5 million Michigans, Wolverines, voted for Democrats. 2.1 voted for Republican. You know how many Latinos live in Michigan as far as voting? 168,000. So you have close to 5 million voters. 5 million voters and 169,000 were Latino. Again, there's no need to pander. There's no need to pander. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now I just called out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states that Republicans can win. And they can win without open borders. Now, if you want to throw Ohio in for good measure, Democrats, 2.8 million. Republican, 0.6 million. You have over 5 million registered voters. You know how many are Latino? 115,000. 115,000. Let's check that one off in the Electoral College map. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have 6 states. You have 6 states, ladies and gentlemen. 6 states that don't require the open border illegal immigration vote. If half of those states went to Republicans, game over. Game over. So do you see when you hear this, Mitt Romney only got 27% of the vote. Do you guys remember Obama got, do you realize that Obama got 39% of the white vote? That's all Obama got. But he got something like 85 to 90% of the black vote. Do you really think that's going to happen ever again? You really think Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, or any other white candidate is going to receive almost 100% of the black vote? So even back in 2012, Mitt Romney got 27%. He had 27% of the Latino vote. And as you see, and you can look these statistics up, where are all the Latino voters in California? Think about what I said. In California, you have 5.8 million registered Latino voters. Minnesota, you barely have 80,000. 80,000 versus 5.8 million. So when you hear this Latino, they're the growing pop. No, they're not. You know where they're the growing population of voting? California. Yeah? California has been written off year after year. Texas, been written off year after year. And Florida, okay. You want to play with Florida? We can play with Florida. And then the other two states that people like to play with, Colorado and Nevada. Colorado and Nevada. Look at the population there. Well, guess what? Why? Imagine this. Imagine this. Imagine all of the states, all of the Americans that would benefit if we had a tough border and we cracked down on illegal immigration. Forget the white folk. Forget the white folk. Think about all of the black people that would be helped. Think about all of the black folk. Think about all of them. Think about the millions that are unemployed. Think about the millions that live in Michigan that are unemployed. Think about Ohio that are unemployed. Think about all of them. How many of them would have their lives improved? Let's think about the Americans. Rattled off six states. And if you want to throw Pennsylvania in the mix, we could throw Pennsylvania in the mix. Close to 6 million people voted in the Pennsylvania election. You know how many were eligible Latinos? 300,000. 300,000. Out of all the states I named, that state has the most. So out of the seven states, that state has the most. 300,000 compared to Minnesota, 80. Wisconsin, 89. But still, compare that to how many voted. So you had close to 6 million. So 6,300,000. 6 million voted. Out of the 6 million voting, 300,000 were eligible Latino voters. And then look to California and go 5.8 million eligible voters. It's a huge, huge difference. It's enormous. That's why they don't want Trump. Because not only has he opened the eyes of how the press works and how they are not fair, how they are not balanced, but he's also opening the eyes of the electoral map and the fact that for years we are told that we have to have open borders. The Republican Party has to embrace open borders. You have to give millions and millions and millions and millions of illegals citizenship. You have to give them voting rights, because then in turn they will vote for us Republicans. And then in turn we will get the White House back. And Trump has shown that's not the case. It's not the case. Illegal immigration hurts Americans. It hurts over 50% of the unemployed black folk. The only people that it helps, the only people that it's good for, are individuals like Murdoch, Bezio, Tim Cook, Zuckerberg. The guy who owns Home Depot. Family owns Walmart. Those are the only individuals that it helps. Those are the only individuals that it makes money for. That's it. That is absolutely it. That's it. And that's why they hate Trump. It has nothing to do with, oh, look what he said about Islam. Yeah, well. Ohio, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Not one of those states has a Latino voting base that makes a dent. Makes a dent in which way that state will go in the Electoral College map. End of story.